happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, it's happy trails time once again. Phil Nee wishing you the best as we put the wraps on the morning session and make way for the news next, followed by community conversation on today's morning show. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 68 degrees at 9 o'clock. A news update is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans sweating it out for a second week. The heat wave continuing in many areas, including the Midwest, where weekend storms left people in parts of Iowa bailing water out of cars and homes.
First responders performed more than 250 water rescues over the weekend after parts of Iowa saw more than 15 inches of rainfall in just 2 days. The waters rose quickly, said Bailey Mower and Spencer.
It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded.
In all, nearly 2,000 properties were impacted by the flooding. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In New Mexico, crews are trying to bring a pair of wildfires under control. They are also looking for whoever started them. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the intensive phase of fighting in Gaza is about to end. However, the focus is expected to shift to Israel's northern border now. This is ABC News. Britain's Princess Anne, sister to King Charles, now recovering after suffering a concussion at the estate where she lives. Doctors monitoring at a hospital in Bristol. Parts of Texas still cleaning up after the first named storm of the season. Tropical Storm Alberto hitting the Gulf Coast with several inches of rain.
Within hours of Alberto's departure, Sergio Gonzalez of Corpus Christi Parks and Rec had crews on the beach.
We removed about 45 tons of debris.
Clearing a path for the first vacationers of the summer to set up chairs.
The red flag is out, so they recommend only going in waist deep and monitor your children.
Megan Colici and her family had been planning their trip for months and feared that Alberto had washed it away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And North Korea's trash may be headed for South Korea again. Weeks after the North floated balloons carrying trash and manure over the border, South Korea's military this morning says more balloons are in the air now. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Well, of course, head to Spring Green this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to join all the fun for the annual Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair. The streets will be lined with wonderful, colorful art of all kinds. Stop by Pamela's, where you can experience the earring extravaganza. Buy one pair of earrings, get the second pair for half off at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
A high of 84 today, south to southeast winds at 5 to 13. Muggy tonight, isolated showers early, then more widespread around midnight or after. Some storms could be strong, a low of 69. Tuesday, early morning showers possible, then partly cloudy, very warm and muggy, a high of 87. Wednesday, mostly sunny and not as warm, and a high of 77, and partly cloudy Thursday and 75.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO and WRCE. It is a pleasure to have you along today as we begin a week talking about things that are going on in the community, and we have a host of events going on this very weekend, but something that's always going on 24-7, that's the Simons Recreation Complex and the many attributes. It's a real crown jewel for our community, and we're going to talk about that. We have special in-studio guests today. Sanford Miller is here, Shelley Meese, and Tori Hill, and we're going to also talk to Director Mike Hart, who's here. Mike, good morning. We haven't had a chance to have you on yet.
Yeah, good morning, Phil. It's nice to be here.
Good to have you here. You've been on the job, what, a couple of months now?
Just entered my third month, so still new at it.
Okay. What attracted you to the job?
Well, it's very similar to what I've been doing. I went to school for recreation and sports management, so I've been a parks and recreation director for the last 27, 28 years or so. And my wife and I moved back here in 2009, and my wife, of course, works for the school district, and I have been the parks, recreation, and forestry director up in Baraboo. So driving for the last 14, 15 years or so, the job opened up. It offered me a chance not to have to drive, but still do the recreation administration field. And what I saw from Simons, I actually went to the community forum that was held by the school district and the Simons Foundation and the city and the county, and I just saw what I saw in late March, I believe it was, before the referendum, and I just saw the collaboration between all those groups, the county, the city, Simons, and the school district, and I just heard a lot of working together. I kind of liked what I heard, and I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a good idea to come back here. I liked the energy that I saw coming out of Simons, what the county and the city was doing, what the Simons Foundation was doing, and some of their goals for kind of long terms. And I thought, well, that's something I want to be part of. So we got to a point in Baraboo where we felt really strong with the program that we had. So I felt it was okay to step away from there, come back here and be involved in this opportunity and this change. And I'm looking forward to the future, what we have.
Well, that kind of collaboration, too, you have to feel good about that for the future of the Simons, don't you?
Definitely, definitely. And you know, I really liked hearing what Steve Board had to say about getting the school district more involved with Simons and having kids, I believe you said, third or fourth graders, having a part of the curriculum be swim lessons for those kids. And just being able to be with that opportunity and bringing the school district, not only Richland, but also Ithaca. Ithaca is now bringing a summer school class out to Simons, and we're having summer school classes out there. So some of those kids are learning how to swim. So being able to collaborate more with school districts and hitting all those generations. So we've got a really good connection with some of our older generation, our adults, and we've got some really good programs that have always been going on. We'd like to see more collaboration also with the hospital and with various medical facilities around, because there's There's a really good opportunity to do some work with physical therapists and some rehab type work. So, and then also with school districts, bringing in kids and just continuing to use that as a resource for the community would be nice.
So when you grew up, basically the Simons was here when you were still around in high school, wasn't it?
I think it was built when I was a junior, 87.
Okay.
It opened when I was a junior. I think I only went a couple times to play racquetball, but I was never much of a swimmer. And we always had, you know, Coach Rip, Coach Simcock would always have open up the high school gym for us, and we'd have to work out there anyway. So really didn't have a big reason to go to Simons a lot, but came back a couple times in college to play racquetball, and I really hadn't been there a lot until we moved back in 2009. And we had our kids, so we got them involved with swimming there and working out and everything. So was there a little bit as a member, and then now as the director.
But you're certainly aware of what it means to the community.
Definitely, definitely. And being here in the community the last 15 years living here, I read the local paper and listen to WRCO quite often. So over the last couple of years, you know, since COVID, I've heard everything that's gone on with everything in the community, including Simons. And so I follow that really closely and hearing the different considerations that people were looking for Simons. You know, is it what's the most feasible route to go forward? Is it to continue with the county? Is it to look at private or YMCA or school district, ownership, that type of thing? So I was really interested in that as well. So I was really happy to see that the community really came out and supported as much as they did. The county came out, the city came out, and they're actually supporting it more than what they have in the past as far as the tax levies, sustaining it that way. And it's certainly kind of a trust that they've put into it that they want to see us continue it for the community and continue to kind of grow it stronger that way. So, just seeing, and I guess that was a big reason for my coming back too, is I wouldn't have wanted to come here if it was kind of we're not sure or whatever, but just hearing so many people in the community and just seeing that it's a major part of the community. You know, it's a small community, but it's an anchor of, you know, not only the city, but the entire county and the surrounding areas of the county. A lot of people, so many people have come forward and said, you know, they probably wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for Simons, because they need that for their knee rehab or for their, you know, just for any kind of rehab. And they need that kind of indoor pool. And there really isn't another one that's that close. They'd have to go to another place to be able to get that. So just hearing that that's that important for so many people in this community has really been a driving force to bringing me back as well.
You've lived in other communities. Obviously, the uniqueness of the Simons is pretty special here, isn't it?
It is. I mean, especially for this size community. And, you know, we've heard all that before. I mean, not only looking again at, you know, Richland Center being 5,000 people and the county being 18,000, but, coming from Baraboo, which was about 15,000 people in Baraboo, but they didn't even have a lot of the facilities that we have here for a larger community like that. And a big part of that is because we don't have a lot of close larger cities next to us that have these facilities. So we're drawing in a lot from, you know, the Lone Rocks and the Casanovias and the smaller communities around that collectively are bringing in this larger population and people that need these type of services. Whether it's for physical therapy, whether it's for young children needing to learn how to swim, that type of thing. So it's not real common in smaller communities. Once you get into a bigger community, sure, you see them here and there, but they're typically not as supported as much. They're more seen as more for-profit or private groups. Here it's more community-funded, more community-supported, I guess. So that's really nice to see. And it's a big part of, you know, why people like these types of communities, small communities, rural communities that that really drive programs like this.
You have three of your friends in the studio here that use the Simons, and you really see people from all walks of life, don't you?
Yeah, and definitely these, you know, members like these are really what keeps Simons and a lot of these small town facilities that people enjoy keep them going. You know, Simons wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the members and you know, for the foundation. They're really the ones that that really drove this, especially after COVID and from the county and city deciding, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to continue to fund these? And, you know, people like our members that have come forward and said, this is what it means to us. This is why we need it. And the county and the city listened to that. And that's kind of why we're moving forward. And, you know, we certainly wouldn't be here without our members and without our foundation.
Let's chat with a few of those as well, Mike. Let's move over to Torrey Hill. Torrey Hill, you are here. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. So give us a little bit of your background since it's your first appearance here on our WRCO airwaves.
I grew up here in Muscadet my whole life. I moved away a few years ago to Florida. Started my life down there. I used to be a big guy. Not that I'm not a big guy still, but I was over 700 pounds. And I started a weight loss transformation journey down in Florida. I came back late last year and went to the hospital here and worked with the hospital and Simons on getting class, using the classes to help me continue my journey. I needed a knee replacement, so they suggested I do the water therapy, and I used the pool to strengthen my knee before my surgery. I went and had my surgery, and because of the pool and being able to work out there, I was able to return to work with probably like 2 months after starting this whole after starting back after my knee surgery. So I mean, it was pretty good.
Quite a journey for you. I mean, at one point you're probably thinking, maybe let's give up here. This is not going to be easy, right?
I was definitely ready to, just give up. When you get to be that big, there's not really much you can do, you know what I mean? So once I started, changing my lifestyle, I found that a lot of the community reached out and wanted to help and encourage me. You start to make changes, and they support you, and that's what a lot happened at Simons. Not only the instructors, but it was my classmates that were interested in my story and help holding me accountable. If I didn't show up, they're like, "Hey, buddy, where were you at?" I'd see these people, and a lot of them became my good friends. But I'm so thankful to the Richland Hospital and Simons because they have so many different things that helped me along. I could have gave up on my journey. I could have got to my certain point and I'm good now. But I was able to actually push it further, especially with my knee. With some of the equipment they have there, a new step, that gives me the range of motion I need to keep, flexible and keep doing exercises and whatnot, so.
And the pool helps you, obviously, doing some work there, right?
Yeah, it takes off a lot of the weight. And that's another thing. It allowed me to keep doing the same amount of work that I was doing before my knee surgery by taking all the weight off of me. So, it was a real bonus. Even in Florida, I didn't have that. I could have went to the ocean, but in this community that I lived in, there wasn't a place where you could go in there. And then having an instructor that my instructors helped me, with exercises along after I had my surgery, so I didn't hurt my knee. So that was pretty good.
Probably the first step, the first time you went, was it a little bit intimidating the first time you got out to Simons?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. I was just, I was trying to figure out how to transition. But as soon as I stepped in the pool, everybody was so welcoming. It was, that left right away. So everybody's real, nice and talkative. And like I said, it was everybody helped out and, gave me a little advice and, mm-hmm. and just brought me in. I felt like family. A lot of these people I do know because I grew up here, so that, that made it easier. But like I said, everybody's showing interest. And, from the administrator at the hospital to Simons, what he does, they, got together and got me a year package to help me continue on that journey. So not only did they help me, physically, but they helped me like financially and just helped me take care of that, and support that journey.
Right. Part of the journey. Are you in some classes then, Torrey? Or?
I'm in land classes and in water aerobics. So I was initially doing the morning and the afternoon ones, but then I do a land, some yoga and some of the land classes there. So some of the older ladies there, it might seem timid, but they put you through the ringer. I just, Wednesday night, I just did, I went there to do my water aerobics, but there was a swim meet, so I went to do the land class. Well, here they had like a dance class, so here's this big guy trying to keep up with these light, you know, older ladies, you know, they went left and I went right, you know, I mean, get a 300-pound guy going, you know, it's kind of hard to stop and pivot, but they were very encouraging me and, you know, and helped me along with it. And, you know, I was, yeah, that was pretty fun.
They put you through the ringer then. It sounds like they worked you out.
That's the thing, you know, I do my classes in the water. So you don't know if you sweat or not, or if you're getting a workout. I knew I had a workout when I got done with them girls dancing, you know. Like, it might not have looked pretty, but I was putting in work, you know.
Well, you look great. So how much weight have you lost?
400 pounds.
400 pounds.
400 pounds, yeah.
My goodness.
400 big boy pounds. And it's been a struggle. You know, I've been up and down. But, yeah, I haven't been this size since even, you know, in school. Like, I had these guys in you know, Sanford was my track teacher. And, you know, I had him. You know, I was, like, bigger then, so. Yeah, it's just been an amazing journey, you know, to get out and run. I did a 5K. They offered a 5K, and I just, you know, to be a couple months out of my knee surgery and be able to do that, it just shows you how well, you know, the water, you know, aerobics and stuff like that. Because I did I did rehab at the hospital, but most of the work came from the Simons facility. They have a new step there, which basically just you can push your legs and keep the sharpness off your joints and stuff like that. And then just jumping around in the water, so it helped me. So
that's amazing. So what an accomplishment to do a 5K.
Right. Yeah. I was ready to do another 5 afterwards, and you know, the thing is, I showed up late. I was at work, and then I seen the people. I had signed up for it, and something didn't click or whatever. So I got over there and got late, ended up doing it anyway. It was at 5:30 or something like that, and I didn't get there to 6, so I ended up still going, and they waited for me to go and do my 5K, so that was real nice. They gave me a lot of encouragement, and all the people that work there, you know, they greet you, and they make you feel good when you come and, you know, recognize you, so it's been super amazing.
So now you can compete in the sprints now in track, right?
Yeah,
so,
I tried that, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, getting around, you know, I have to say that, you know, that pool has been what has really helped me to, you know, because I haven't ran since I was in school. So after, you know, with building my legs up and everything for all the months prior to my knee surgery, then after, you know, working on it and how strong it is, you know, I don't have words for that. Mm. You know, it's just a very amazing thing, you know.
Well, you're truly an inspiration.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you really are. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, we're going to move over to the other side of the room here. Shelley Meese is in the studio with us as well. Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. How are you this morning?
Great. What is your story in connection with the Simons?
Well, my story kind of starts with my mother. She was in her 80s and was coming up to Simons to do her swimming with her friends. And I would say, well, maybe we should go do this. Well, I can't today. I've got swimming. We could go after 9 or 10 o'clock. And I just thought, oh, for heaven's sakes. Well, now if anybody talks to me, I'm kind of the same way. I say, well, I can't do it on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays because I swim from such and such a time. And I can say that I, too, came because I have arthritis in my knees. And it is just, you don't even know you have it when you're there. It's not just for me. The physical benefits, but the emotional. I have met so many wonderful people there. I may not know everybody's last name, but I know them and I know their face and I know their story. Just the other day, I was in the locker room with a lady and she told me she's been coming for 20 years and she comes from Reedsburg twice a week. She said, I don't come on Fridays. And I just looked at her and just had to admire her because I come from Avoca, which I think is a long enough ways. But when I heard Mike talking about people coming from from Casanova, from Lone Rock. And when you get into the pool, you'll find out where Spring Green, Avoca, Lone Rock, Boaz, Richland Center, Blue River, from all areas that have just come together. And I started kind of when Sanford was around, and we taught together. So I kind of magnetized over to his area. Well, now I have my own area, and most people, all Tori probably knows this too, has their own area. And when you get into their area, you might get a little smile or just a little push, a little ways to get out of the way a little bit. But we're very welcoming to anybody that comes in. We'll just find you a new space. That's how it kind of goes. So
you have your little cliques there.
We do. And we have this standing joke too, that if you're not coming, you have to, especially since we were teachers, have a pre-excused absence. Or where were you? Were we not there? Or we'd send a message saying, I won't be in this morning because of that. And then if you don't, they'll all check with you. Well, where were you yesterday? What were you doing? So, but it has been a fantastic time for me. I feel so much better with my knees. I know when I go to church and I have to do the kneeling, it's like, oh my gosh, I wish I was in water, because it's so much better. You don't feel any of that pain that goes on there. So that's kind of the way I go. So it's socially, physically, and mentally, the whole thing.
Maybe you could put in a pool at church, and that might work too, you know. So
I'm going to think about that. Well, right now the mosquitoes are so bad, nobody would want to come around to do that.
No, that's true.
It's just so welcoming, and anybody that wants to come in, you're kind of hesitant when you first come, but by the time you go back in to the shower room, it's like you've been there a long time. You walk out into the desk, and the people are so welcoming out there. And there'll be cards to sign because somebody's having knee surgery. Someone had a death in the family. Somebody is not feeling well, so you sign the cards. It's a big family.
That's what I've heard. And, you know, people maybe that you have lived around here all your life, but you've never actually met before. You've got some new friends, don't you?
Oh, I have so many new friends. And if I'm walking down the stores or something and I'll see that person, we'll just nod at each other. Sometimes we'll talk to each other because we know that we have this bond, that we're always there at Simon's. And a lot of people come, like Tori said, for a lot of different reasons. My reason, first of all, was because of my knees, but now I think it's more social than anything else. I've been retired for a number of years. I think I've been coming up to Simon since 2018. When COVID hit, it was like, oh my gosh, now what do we do? And we were so glad to get back into the pool to work that. So
yeah. Ever since. So then do you come by yourself?
Or do
you bring people with you? Or?
There's some gals that come from Muscadet, but they come from the second class also, or the second class. They're not second class. They come to the second class. Well, maybe they are Sanford. But I choose to come by myself because I usually do a little errand running if I have something to do here or I have someplace else to go afterwards. I just kind of make it a useful trip if I'm going to come this way. So
That's probably the greatest thing about the place, too, is that when you don't show up, you're missed. It's noticed. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've seen people, like, afterwards, I'll go to Walmart or something like that. Oh, so where were you at, young man? That was, and right after, if you feel like, you've known the person your whole life, they're so welcoming in there, so there's never a loss of words for anything. I was doing a small walk after my knee surgery, and I had an elderly lady. She's comes like, you're not supposed to be up on your knee. What are you doing? She didn't know me, but she knew that I was, having knee surgery and stuff. She stopped and just asked how I was doing, and that felt real good. Like somebody that I don't even know wanted to make sure that I was okay and just, rub me a little bit. Like, what are you doing, young man, out here? So that part of the process and the community, it feels real good because it is such a strong community base. You feel like family. Everybody's
caring, somewhere. Community then.
Caring, yeah.
Absolutely. Are you in some actual classes then, Shelley?
I just go to the morning aerobics.
Just the morning aerobics.
But I have watched people doing their swimming laps, and we grew up in the Muscadet pool. We were there when they built it. All my other brothers and sisters were lifeguards. I wasn't a lifeguard, but we spent our entire days there and nights, summers. You'd go for swimming lessons, you'd go home and eat, you'd come back and you'd swim, and you'd go home and then you'd come back and swim again. And I would love to be in the water. I don't swim like I used to, and I see these other people, and some of them are actually older than I am, swimming these laps, and I think that's a goal that I have. I would like to be able to be one of those. So not only do I want to keep up with my water aerobics, I want to be one of those lap swimmers, too.
Nice to have that goal in mind, isn't it?
I hope so, yeah.
Absolutely. We'll talk about the Simons a little bit more here on the morning show. We've kept him quiet, but Sanford Miller is here as well. We'll talk to him and the crew in just a moment as our morning show continues.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include 12 head of dairy cows from a discontinuing dairyman. Sending cattle in weekly, herd is milked in a parlor and loose housed. Most are recently fresh. The balance run daily with a Black Angus bull. SCC tank average 115 to 225. A few crossbreds are included in this group. Good condition feet and legs. Two Jersey springing first calf bred to Jersey bull, plus a good run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers milking and bred cows. Open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Today's topic is the Simons Recreation Complex, and Mike Hardy's in the studio, Tori Hill, Shelley Meese, and Sanford Miller is here. We've kept him quiet long enough. Good morning, Sanford. How you doing?
Good morning, Phil.
Tell us your story and how you came to visit the Simons and use the Simons Recreation.
Well, like Tori, I'm a larger individual that has struggled with my weight for my whole life, and probably 25 years ago, my doctor recommended getting into maybe going up to Simons and water. I was resistant, but then I started walking. And I walked and lost some weight. But after a few years of doing that, my joints started hurting really bad. And so I kind of had to stop that. And unfortunately, I didn't start Simon's right away. But back, I want to say it was in 2017, I went to an auction, a charity auction raffle, and I won a 1 month membership to Simon's. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start going. And I would go after work, maybe two or three times a week. And I would just like tread water and do my own little thing, you know. And about 5:30, this group of water aerobics people would come in for the afternoon class. And there was this guy involved in that by the name of Gary Gukinik, who after, you know, months of me kind of being there, you know, kind of approached me and said, asked me if I ever thought about, you know, joining the water aerobics class. And again, I was kind of hesitant and thought, I know. But after a while, I got into it. And while I was working, you know, that 5:30 class was the only one I could really go to. But I still did stuff on my own from time to time. Well, then my joints actually started getting worse. And I, in 2019, I decided retirement was looking good, partially because of the joint pain, partially because of other issues. So I retired, and then I could come and commit more regularly and come to the morning class. So I started coming to the morning class after about 2 years of working out and just thinking, you know, my hip is so bad that I could hardly walk. You know, I waddled more than anything. You know, if you've ever seen someone who needs a hip replacement, you kind of notice that walk. But when I was in the water, there was like no pain, you know. And so I knew if I'm going to keep things moving, I'm going to have to go. And so I started going three times a week, sometimes four. In 2021, then I had my, no, 2020, yes, 2021, I had my hip replaced. And ever since, I've kept going. Now I'm up to five to six times a week that I go. Try to stay somewhere hour and a half to 3 hours every time I go, just because once I get wet, I want to, you know, just stay wet, I guess.
Keep going.
Keep going. And I, it's basically my job is how I look at it now, since I don't have any other responsibilities. I, you know, going to Simon's is what I know I need to do it for myself.
And you feel good. You feel better.
And, and I feel like I can move. That's the key, is that, you know, if it's closed for a couple of days or over holidays, you know, just missing, you know, even Sundays, I usually don't go, you know, just by Monday morning, I think, boy, I needed to get in here. And just if it's stretching, if it's just kind of loosening the joints up is a big part of it.
So you can feel it if you miss a day then.
Oh, yes. So. Oh, yes.
Huh. Good. Yes. So you're in the class then?
I usually come somewhere about 6:15, 6:30. So I do a lot, you know, before class, but then I stay at least through the first class, sometimes into the second class. Socialization is certainly a big part of it. A number of former colleagues that tend to show up. So,
yes, and it's positive peer group pressure, right?
yes, mostly. Yes.
Yeah, mostly. Because you mentioned Gary Gutkinick, you know.
Yes.
He's a good mover and shaker.
I would say he's the social director of the Simon's Pool, is what I call it.
Unofficially, but
yeah, yeah, yes.
He gets it done. So, but you've encouraged other people, I'm guessing, to follow your path?
Anyone who says anything about joints or whatever, I would suggest come to Simon's, yes.
So that 1 month membership that you won has turned into
about a 6 year commitment.
A change of life for you then, so in some ways. So yeah, and we're so blessed. I think sometimes, you know, we just take for granted that it's here, but we're very blessed to have the Simon's
in
the community.
Yes. And even though I'm driving, you know, 12 miles every time to come, I could hardly imagine not having it, you know, for the week or so that it's closed in the summer. Sometimes that's, you know, a little tough, but hopefully the outdoor pools are open and I can get in somewhere, but...
Mm-hmm. So when you're in the pool, you feel like a brand new man, though. It's kind of that weightlessness.
Well, not completely, but yes.
But better.
The joints are not, I'm not feeling them nearly as much, yes.
But being the former track coach, too, and to have like Tori and, you know, some former athletes and kids that you taught.
Yeah, anytime like I see former students come in, you know, it's kind of a neat experience. And
yeah. I'll bet. So when you were on the track team, what did you coach?
Mainly shot and disc.
Mainly shot and discus then. Yeah. So, and you had Tori as a student?
I've had a number of people, but yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. How life turns then.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Mike?
Another thing I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
That he was saying, you know, like people, there's so many, there's a few different class coaches, so you know there's different personalities and different, so it's not just the same thing all day long. And I wanted to just let people know, because a lot of my friends that may want to, that come with me, and they're like a little reserved or something, you can go as fast or as slow as you want to. You can just go there, sit in the water, observe, you know, there's no pressure to you know, to keep up or do something, you know, whatever's comfortable for you. So anybody that's thinking about making that step, like, I don't want, you know, I don't know if I can do this, you know, no, you just come in there and get comfortable and do what you can, you know, and just the fact that you show up and just enjoy the water, that's probably the biggest thing about it. So.
Phil?
Yes?
I just want to add to what Tori was talking about. You don't have to be a swimmer to do this either.
Right.
Some people do have fear of the water, and the depth of the water is your comfort zone, wherever you're comfortable. And we have one friend that she kind of looks at the flags that are hanging across, and she knows how far she can come without when we get the noodles. Then she can come out in the deep end with the big kids. But otherwise, she stays back there. So being a swimmer or not a swimmer shouldn't affect whether you go to the classes, because, like Tori said, you can do what you can do.
Yeah. Exactly. That's progress too. Just getting in the water and moving and again, I think getting there that first time is probably, that takes away some of your fears, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Mike, all good representation here of the Simons and what it's about and the health benefits, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they brought up a lot of really good points. I mean, I think the social aspect was a big point. I mean, that's a really big driver in Simons. A lot of people come there, and now the foundation has installed a coffee bar there. So we also get, you know, we kind of mentioned that, you know, it's kind of a coffee club for a lot of people. Or I know my parents always used to meet at a restaurant with their friends, and that's when they'd have their kind of coffee chats and talk about gossip or what's going around town or whatever. And a lot of people do that at Simons, and that's when they get their workout and their classes in and that type of thing. And now we've got a coffee bar there. So a lot of people will stay afterwards and have coffee. And, you know, coffee is a little bit better probably in the winter than in the summertime because it's been so hot there. But yeah, a lot of really good points about the, you know, the physical aspects as well. And about the pool. The pool is, like I said in my interview, I said the pool is really your anchor at Simons. I said, I'm not a huge swimmer. I've run pools before, but I'm not a lifeguard, I'm not a swimmer, that type of guy. I said, you're going to need someone that's going to continue the swimming pool, because the entire facility is important. The classes, like, you know, Tori and everyone else has been mentioning, our instructors are excellent there, and that's one thing that I didn't really know when I came here, but they're really some really good instructors. But the pool is the anchor there, and that's without the pool, Simons probably doesn't exist. And again, to the point of the people's fear of swimming, of pools, I'm not a good swimmer, but Simons is considered a shallow pool. It's only 5 feet deep at its deepest. So it's a lot easier, for example, for our lifeguards. Some people that are, there's a lifeguard crisis nationwide, and some people that are a little nervous about passing a lifeguard test and being a lifeguard. Shallow water lifeguarding is a lot different than deep water lifeguarding. It's quite a bit easier to do, just because you don't have that deep water. And if you're participating in shallow water, it's a lot easier as well. So yeah, a lot of our people that that do come here, a lot of our members and non-members who come to use the pool, there really isn't that fear, because it's, you know, 5 feet at its deepest, and you can stay where you're comfortable.
Talk about the outreach courses, because you don't always have to come to Richland Center, do you?
Yeah, that's something that that has started, and you know, and I'll credit our, you know, our past directors. Simons has had some really good directors in the past that have really done a really, really good job, and our instructors as well. Right now, we've got outreach classes that, in participation or in cooperation with the ADRC, both of Richland County, Vernon County, Grant County, Iowa County, we are able to offer classes in right now in Lafarge and in Muscadet. There are similar classes that some of our instructors run for other communities, so that for people that can't drive or don't drive or can't come into Simons but want to be involved in some of these similar classes that like Tori and everyone else was talking about, chair exercises or chair yoga and other things. We've got those going on at the in Lafarge and Muscadet right now. Those are available. They're just like our classes here. They're free for members, and non-members can pay to take part in them. The ADRC has discounted them pretty substantially with grants that they can get, so it's kind of a partnership with them. We're looking at doing more of that as well and expanding to more communities in the county so that we can get out there to reach out to more people that can't get into Simons, because we kind of want to expand that that health benefit. Obviously, we can't move the pool to other communities, but we can get some of this land exercise, land aerobics classes out to other people in the community. And the more people that we can get involved with healthy lifestyles, making healthy choices, the better that does for all of us. It not only increases lifespan, but it also increases the life quality. And then what other people that don't always see happens is insurance rates go down, because insurance isn't paying as much for these more costly medical procedures, maybe for people that are getting in shape, getting more healthy. And so their health costs are coming down. So that's bringing insurance costs down, so that other people that are paying insurance, their costs are going down as well. So it's good for the entire community that way.
And we've had families in here talking about the Simons and the benefits. And it's got to be amazing to see mom, dad, and the kids out there too, isn't it?
Yeah. And the Simon Shark Swim Team's been around forever. It's a very successful program. They're starting to build up again. Like a lot of other programs, COVID had kind of quieted them down quite a bit. They're back up to around 50 or so members, and there's a lot of other communities in the area, but they're in full swing now, and they just had their first meet last week here at Simons, and they've had a couple of meets under their belt now, and they're doing quite well, and that's really exciting to see. So to come out and watch those kids are really high energy, and there's a lot of volunteers that go into that, a lot of volunteer coaches, a lot of volunteers that run those meets, so that's a lot of fun.
And I think it's a good point that it's all ages. It's not just people rehabbing or people, you know, later in life discovering it. You've got a lot of people of all ages, don't you?
We do, and like I mentioned before, we're looking at even expanding that more into the school districts and getting the schools more involved as well, but right now, we do have all ages. If you come down to Simons, and you'll see all ages in the pool. You'll see all ages, you know, using racquetball courts and that type of thing. So it is really a multi-generational facility.
Do you have a board, a foundation board?
Yeah, the Natatorium board is made up of both the city and county representatives, as well as some at-large members. There's also a Simons Foundation board. They do a lot for raising both awareness as well as financial. They've been very big in really moving forward here, and that's I think that group has been very very influential in what our future looks like. They've been doing some grant writing, helping us out with a lot of things. As far as I know, Tori had mentioned the new step machines. They actually just wrote and received a grant for a new piece of inclusive exercise equipment that we're going to be bringing in shortly here, and it's one that we can kind of alter the seat so a wheelchair can fit in there, so someone in a wheelchair can use it. Someone that maybe wants to work their upper body a little bit more can use their arms to do some of the similar exercises. So it's we want to get into to making sure that we have enough inclusive equipment that that anyone can use, can come in and use. So the foundation was really big in that. The Natatorium board, Ed mentioned, they are our kind of oversight committee that does make all of our approvals for all of our policy and our fees and that type of thing. So that board meets once a month, and that's a really good group as well.
If people have questions, how's the best way to contact you, Mike?
Best way to contact us, I mean, you can always give us a call, 647-8522. You can stop in at Simons. You can find us on the web. You can follow us on Facebook as well, if you're a computer person. But we always want to hear from members and non-members about how we can, you know, better serve the community as far as programs we can bring in. occasionally we'll get people coming in saying they're interested in teaching a class. So we're always looking for instructors that might have these brand new ideas that our members might resonate well with our members. So we're always looking for members. We're always looking for staff members as well. Lifeguards, always looking for lifeguards. So, best way to contact us, you know, we like the face-to-face stuff is always nice as well. So we do have free week-long memberships. If you want to come and try us out, come in for a week. I would say pick a time when you can take advantage of as much of the facility as you can. Come to a class, come to some of these water exercise classes that you've been hearing these guys talk about. Those are free for members, and they're also available for non-members can't pay if they want to come in and pay to use them. The pool is, you know, you can come into the pool for free for a week, and if you're a non-member, you can pay to use the pool as well. But otherwise, once you're a member, you can also buy a fob for $20, a one-time fee, and you can come in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we do have people that come in 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning if they've got they're working third shift or whatever, and that's the only time they can make it in. We do have people that come in that time, and some people that just like the quietness and working out on their own. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you best of both worlds. You got the community working out, or you can just do it when you're available, right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. There's a lot of people that like the social aspect, but there are a lot of people that just like that alone time where they can work out on their own, and that's great. We cater to all sizes, all shapes and sizes.
Let's give our guests another opportunity if they'd like to add anything. Tori Hill, anything you'd like to add today?
I would say just that to take advantage of those that free time, that free week pass. I've had a couple of friends that wanted to come and just work out with me, you know, and see what they... And they ended up becoming members, you know. I think it's a really good opportunity to explore something that you might not know that you like, you know. There's just a lot of really good equipment and people there at Simon's to just, you know, maybe it's something different than your typical, you know, day would, you know, you would have. So mm-hmm. Say just give it a try.
Give it a try. Yeah. Shelley, anything?
I think I just wanted to add that when I went on to Medicare, I was looking for supplements. And through my supplement, I have a membership through Simon's. They pay for my water aerobics classes, if I wanted to do any of the other classes there. I think at this stage of where I've been through Simon's, even if I didn't have that benefit through my insurances, I would become a member there. But it's another fringe for when you get old and you can check out your supplements, because there are a lot of them that will pay for your memberships there, which is a great plus for me.
You're only as old as you act, I always say.
Well, and sometimes I don't act as old as I should, but yeah, that's the way, that's what they tell me too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the fountain of youth, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Sanford, anything you'd like to say?
I would just, excuse me, I would recommend anyone to come and try it. It may seem intimidating to begin with, but, and some of the people in classes can seem intimidating at first, but most of us are really kind-hearted and just like to joke around and have a good time as we're keeping our bodies moving.
You're all in it for the same reason, right?
Same purpose, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's not only a pool, but probably because I've been hearing it mentioned, a hot tub and a sauna too.
Yeah.
So if you're not like a pool person, go step and relax in the sauna or a hot tub, and it feels really good after a day, a long day of working out.
I bet. And Mike, anything special coming up? I know you've had a 5K, you had the outing earlier this spring. Anything coming up in the near future?
We're actually working now on setting our kind of fall winter schedule. We're getting through summer, so summer a lot of people are outdoors. We don't have any special events for the summer, but we are working on trying to do some outdoor things, some trail running using the outdoor wellness trail, as well as some of the usual runs, 5Ks that we've had in the past. So we've got a few things that we're working on, a few surprises we're working on. So that's one of the most fun things that I've done for the past few years, is working on these special events. So we're looking at doing quite a few of those coming up in the near future as well.
So if people are rummage sailing, they should find an ugly sweater, because you're going to have that.
Get ready for the ugly sweater. Yep, yep. It'll be back.
Get ready for that. Late in the year. Absolutely. Well, good deal. We appreciate all of you coming in today. It's been great to hear your stories, and good luck. And Mike, good to have you on here for the first time, not the last time.
So. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate
you
it.
Bet. Director Mike Hardy, our guest, Sanford Miller, Shelley Meese, and Tori Hill on today's morning show.
Can you you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor & Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor & Home.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
We appreciate our guests live in the studio today on our morning show that kicks off a very busy week. We have things to talk about. In fact, coming up this weekend, Thunderfest in Richland Center, and that'll be right around the bend. So Saturday, a full day of music and entertainment and food, some of my favorite things. So Mick Cosgrove and the gang will be in to talk about that event coming up this week. Also, we will be talking about the Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast. Always a pleasure to talk about that, and we'll be doing that this week. Their event is on Sunday. In fact, this week we'll have some tickets to give away for that event. We'll also talk baseball later this week. We're scheduled to have Vern Geischert, Richland Center native, in with us in the studio, and we'll be talking about the recent death of Willie Mays brought out this topic because Vern actually pitched to Willie Mays in a spring training game, and Willie hit one off the wall against him. So not very many can talk about that, especially a local resident. So some baseball stories a little bit later on, and our time to have Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. They're here later on in the week in the studio to talk about their many events. In fact, they have some things and some deadlines coming up. The T-shirt order went in, I know, and they're preparing for not only the silent auction, but also the radio auction. We'll be auctioning off a few items for the cause coming up during the final days of July. And this year's Grace coming up on August 9th, Friday night, August 9th. So mark your calendars for that. So that's a look ahead at some of the things, and we'll have some other guests and features as well this week between 9 and 10 during our community conversation on The Morning Show.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsborough Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsborough Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsborough Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsborough, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The Spring Green Arts Fair this weekend is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Included are fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The fair is Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. For more information, go to springgreenartfair.com.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.